It's been several weeks now since President Obama urged Congress to approve nearly $4 billion in emergency funds to help government agencies handle an influx of unaccompanied immigrant children and teenagers crossing the U.S.-Mexico border illegally. And South Florida lawmakers are divided over how to deal with the president's request. Matt Laszlo has the story from Washington.
The new Republican proposal calls for deploying the National Guard to the border, while also funding more immigration judges to quickly process the unaccompanied children. South Florida Republican Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart helped craft that package, but it still faces an uphill battle, even in his own party. South Florida Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Leighton says her fellow Republicans are lukewarm to the proposal and predicts they won't vote on the emergency funds until after lawmakers take the month of August off.
I don't think anyone wants to rush it, so I'm not sure that we'll be able to have the time to give it careful scrutiny this or next week. I think we'll come back in September.
Florida Democratic Congressman Joe Garcia says the GOP proposal is all politics. He says troops won't do anything to stem the tide of children entering the U.S. from Latin America.
The border is safer today than it has ever been before. Does it need to be safer? Of course. But let's be honest. If we're scared of children, what is it that we can do in this body?
The administration says it can't wait for the emergency funds, which it says are needed to house and administer the unexpected influx of tens of thousands of children. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
And coming up at the bottom of the hour, we hear from an unaccompanied immigrant teenager who fled the violence in her native Honduras for South Florida. In other news this morning, the city of Miami Beach is once again at the epicenter of conversations about the threat of rising sea levels. City leaders are taking the issue seriously. The Miami Beach City Commission is considering a significant hike in stormwater fees in order to build infrastructure that will reduce flooding in Miami Beach streets. The topic was discussed at yesterday's commission meeting. Christina Vega covers Miami Beach for the Miami Herald.
Miami Beach lately has gained a lot of notoriety as being a place where the impacts of sea level rise are already being felt. It doesn't have to rain here for the streets to flood. All it takes really is a high tide and a full moon.
The money would be used to install more pumping stations to drain wet streets and make improvements to existing wells. Under the proposed plan, residents' stormwater fees would increase from about $9.06 a month to a whopping $16.67. The commission passed the stormwater fee increase on Monday and will take a final vote on the issue at their next meeting. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.